Nolte, and Why Time Swoons After Mr. and Mrs. Bill de Blasio Come Out as Swingers. By John Nolte on July 7, 2023. Former New York Mayor Bill de Blasio and his lesbian wife, Charlene McRae, have decided to become swingers. And the far-left New York Times is right there to portray this adultery as something beautiful that will strengthen their relationship. Bill de Blasio and Charlene McRae are separating, reads the fake New York Times headline. Only they are not separating. They are not getting a divorce. They are not legally separating. Oh, and they will continue to live together in the same Park Slope townhouse. So, what are they doing, you ask? Well, after nearly 30 years of marriage, they have decided to date other people, while remaining married and living together. There's a word for that. It's called swinging, and the de Blasios will be swinging. And at no time does the Times inform their gullible readers of that fact. Instead, the Times portrays this destructive, and pathetic, turn in the de Blasio marriage as a beautiful and progressive decision made by two very special people who love each other very much. What's more, the de Blasios are allowed to get away with blaming this decision to swing on the coronavirus and his ill-fated presidential run. Yes, this decision to tomcat around obviously has nothing to do with the fact that the 62-year-old former mayor is now dyeing his hair jet black. Yep, no midlife crisis there. And this certainly couldn't have anything to do with the fact that Mrs. de Blasio is a lesbian. Asked what she was seeking from this new formulation, she suggested that she might enjoy the non-glow of being with a non-public figure. I just want to have fun, she said, adding, as Mr. de Blasio turned to her, it's not that we haven't had fun. For the guy who took the chance on a woman who was an out lesbian and wrote an article called I'm a Lesbian, Mr. de Blasio said, there was a part of me that would at times say, is this like a time bomb ticking? Is this something that you're going to regret later on? So I always lived with that stuff. Last year, continues the Times, de Blasio looked in the mirror and did not feel like himself. So the toxic narcissist dyed his gray hair black. I never anticipated ever doing anything with hair color, he told the Times. Then the Times goes on to describe his now strikingly dark close crop hair. The Times assures us, they are both happier now than they have been in some time. They said, taking care to project a practiced warmth inside their kitchen. At one point, we're told, Mr. de Blasio at one point wiped something from her face. We know it wasn't shame. For their new swinging lives, there are rules about what's cool, and what's not cool, and whatever else, de Blasio explained. Adding, one of the things we're saying to the world is we don't need to possess each other. Labels put people in boxes, and those boxes are shaped like coffins. What is the label here? Is being true to your marriage vows and not being a hoe a label now? The article closes with this idyllic description. Mr. de Blasio hummed a bit from his chair. Ms. McRae danced behind him, gazing ahead. By the way, these swingers have two children, wait a parent, you all. But do you see how good Democrats have it? Two aging has-beens decide to swing, but they can still get the New York Times to write a glowing profile about their utterly destructive serial adultery. Somewhere Bill Clinton is going, why didn't I think of this? Somewhere else, Joe Biden is going, where's my oat bran? Matlock is about to start. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.